Today I'll be talking about an outbreak of Salmonella serotypes Redding and Abney that were associated with alfalfa sprouts in Colorado in the summer of 2016. This actually was a multi-state outbreak. I'm just going to be talking primarily about the Colorado investigation. So Salmonella is a leading cause of bacterial foodborne illness in the U.S., primarily causing a gastrointestinal illness, although you can sometimes see other manifestations of illness such as urinary tract infections, blood infections. The incubation period ranges from 12 to 72 hours. In outbreak settings, however, the incubation period has been noted to be as long as 7 days or sometimes longer. Sprouts are often implicated in U.S. Salmonella outbreaks. If you look at the CDC Foodborne Outbreak online database from 1998 through 2015, there were 35 different Salmonella outbreaks associated with sprouts affecting over 1,500 people. In June 2016 in Colorado, we noticed an increase in reported cases of two rare Salmonella serotypes, Redding and Abney. I should say, as far as any previous outbreaks of national outbreaks of Salmonella, Redding, and Abney, there have been none of Abney that we could find, at least in the literature. And for Salmonella, Redding, there were outbreaks in 2013 associated with raw oysters, and 2003 associated with turkey, and again in 2015 associated with turkey. So this is the reported cases of Salmonella, Redding, and Abney in Colorado from 2005 through 2016. And you can see from 2005 through 2015, we had just a handful of cases reported. Salmonella, Redding is indicated by the dark green, and Salmonella, Abney in the blue. And you can see the clear increase in 2016. Most of these cases ended up being associated with this outbreak. So to investigate the outbreak, we undertook four different strategies. We did case finding, a case control study, environmental assessments at implicated facilities, and laboratory testing. Our case finding consisted of passive surveillance through our routine notifiable conditions, reporting, and through PulseNet. The case definition used in Colorado for this outbreak was a Colorado resident with lab-confirmed Redding or Abney infection with outbreak PFGE patterns. There were three different Redding patterns associated with this outbreak and one Abney pattern. And symptom onset was between June and August of 2016. We did conduct a case control study because several of our cases reported dining at the same sandwich restaurant chain, which we'll refer to as Chain A. Luckily, this chain has online ordering where we were able to get records with orders placed on the same day as our cases that had the person's name, phone number, email address, order, their exact order, any substitutions or additions to that order. Our local public health agencies in the state, along with our state environmental health partners, did conduct environmental assessments at the implicated facilities, and then our state public health lab did food and human specimen testing. So in interstate, we had 17 cases associated with this outbreak. The onset dates ranged from June 16th through August 5th. Median age was 31 years with a range of 13 to 72 years. 65% of cases were female, which is what you often see in sprout-associated outbreaks, a disproportionate amount of females affected. We had four hospitalizations and no deaths. We ended up with 14 cases of Salmonella Redding. We actually had three PFGE patterns. I had two up there. We had three. We also had three cases that were co-infected with both Redding and Abney. One interesting finding from this outbreak is we had a variety of specimen sources. So 12 of our cases had isolates from stool, three cases had isolates from urine, one had isolates from stool and urine, and one had isolates from urine and blood. So this just displays the epicurve with this outbreak. Again, just the Colorado cases. Two of our cases didn't have clear onset dates because they were urinary tract infections. So you can see our onsets range from June 16th and fairly protracted through August 5th. So as I mentioned, we had some cases who ate at different locations of the same sandwich restaurant chain. So in total, we had eight cases who reported eating at this chain. We included seven in our case control study. Thanks to online orders, we were able to get 43 controls enrolled. We have a cadre of MPH students at the Colorado School of Public Health, who we train every year to help us with kind of these mass interviewing outbreaks. So we enlisted them, and they helped contact these folks over the phone and enter data into an online survey mechanism, so we had our data entry taken care of for us. So as you can see here, two food items were significantly associated with illness. Cases were more likely than controls to have eaten deli turkey. The odds ratio was undefined, but the p-value was less than 0.05. Cases were 19.2 times more likely than controls to have eaten sprouts, and that, again, was a significant p-value. Most of the, at this particular chain restaurant, most of the turkey sandwiches also contained sprouts, so to control for confounding between sprouts and turkey, we did a stratified analysis to examine these exposures independent of each other. However, neither sprout or turkey exposure was statistically significant in this analysis. Among our total 17 cases in this outbreak, about 60% recalled eating sprouts. So I know that's not uncommon for these type of outbreaks, but there are quite a handful. After interviewing them multiple times, we were not able to really drill down and figure out where they could have had a sprout, their sprouts consumed. So we relied heavily on our local public health and environmental health partners to visit implicated chain A locations. They did a whole series of, you know, what they normally do during environmental assessments, looking for employee illnesses, looking at food handling practice and so forth. They did collect food product invoices. We also had another subcluster in this outbreak. We had three cases who ate at sandwich restaurant chain B. This was three cases that ate at the same location. By collecting food product invoices from chain A and chain B, we were able to look more closely at turkey, lettuce, sprouts, cheese, and tomato exposures. Both chains received food from the same distributor. However, the sprouts were the only common food item. The turkey, lettuce, tomato, and provolone all came from different original sources. So both chains received sprouts from the same Denver-based sprout producer. FDA was involved in this investigation as well. There was another subcluster associated with a different, yet another restaurant, sandwich restaurant chain, chain C, in Kansas, and that chain also received sprouts from the Denver-based producer. So our state lab performed serotyping, PFGE, and whole genome testing on human isolates. The Albany isolates were very close. They had just a 0-1 SNP difference, and the Reading isolates had a 0-4 SNP difference in this outbreak. We did collect some food samples from chain A and chain B, and they were tested at our state lab, including sprouts. However, all those results came back negative. It's unlikely that we were testing sprouts from the same lot that would have been served to our cases. So as I mentioned, this was a multi-state outbreak. This is data from CDC. There were 36 cases in the country, onset dates ranging from May 22nd through around September 11th. And you can see this primarily affected Midwestern and Western states, with the most cases in Colorado and Kansas. Notably, the Oregon and Minnesota cases both had travel histories to Colorado and spent time there during their exposure period. So in conclusion, the likely cause of this outbreak was alfalfa sprouts produced by a Colorado firm and served at multiple sandwich chain restaurants. Sprout-associated salmonella outbreaks involving multiple serotypes are uncommon, but there have been others reported. And public health and food safety agencies should continue efforts to promote sprout food safety messages and action. One thing I didn't note up here, the sprouts were recalled by the manufacturer on August 5th. They voluntarily stopped producing the sprouts a few days before that on July 30th. And sandwich restaurant chain A, the one where most of our cases consumed their sprouts at, permanently removed sprouts from their menu starting in August 2016. A couple limitations to this investigation. We didn't have any positive food samples or environmental samples, unfortunately. And we did have small case counts, which made it a little bit harder to interpret our case control study data, but in this case, the traceback and the epi data really converged. I'd like to thank my co-authors up here, our many partners at the Colorado Local Public Health Agencies who helped with this, our CDC outbreak team, especially Rashida. We exchanged, I think, hundreds of emails during this, partners at FDA, and then colleagues at other state health departments that were involved in this outbreak. Thank you.